Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Came in and hit him. Maybe got the bat. Either way, he is down and the Padre bench is hot. Mike Schilt is particularly hot. He is running out of the dugout, pointing at the Dodger dugout. Arraez, meanwhile, coming to check on Tatis with Schilt and head athletic trainer Mark Rogo in tow.
Oh,
now Dave Roberts Schilt is coming out of the third base dugout. He and Mike Schilt are going to go face-to-face, and both benches will empty. Roberts pushed Schilt. The umpires and some of the coaches trying to get between the two managers. Schilt and Roberts are now up against the backstop.
And down goes Frazier. Outstanding job by our guest, Jesse Agler. Joins us from Petco Park. Hi, Jesse. How are you? Thanks for that great call that we have already enjoyed listening to a couple of different times today.
not the usual thing we're describing.
Right, I know.
You know, that whole kind of thing, it can get so chaotic on radio because, you know, on TV, obviously, everybody's generally seeing what's happening, and you can kind of just sort of, you know, identify guys as necessary. But on radio, you know, theoretically, everybody who's listening to you cannot see the game, so you have to, like, really kind of, go, like you said, Howard Cosell boxing mode and, you know, start trying to describe every little thing that's going on to accurately, you know, explain to somebody in their car what the heck is happening. And it was out of the norm, that's for sure.
Well, I say we're all trained for something like this because you don't expect it, but when it happens, you have to kind of rise to the occasion. I thought you were, you know, totally right on it. You explained it perfectly, and I love how you both reacted at the same moment. Whoa, he just pushed him, like, because that escalated it beyond what anybody expected, right?
Oh, no doubt. And I mean, that was the thing that happened that I think kind of tipped the whole experience, you know, from, all right, you understand where everybody's coming from to probably a line being crossed. And I would hope, I'm not going to say I expect, but I would hope that is reflected in the punishments that are handed down by Major League Baseball today. I would imagine there are going to be several things doled out, probably learn about them sooner rather than later. But I would hope that if they took a close look and a close listen at what happened last night, that, you know, and I don't want to get too hung up on punishments and suspensions because it is what it is, but I would expect slash hope that what Dave Roberts gets is more significant than what Mike Schilt gets, one, because of the shove, and then two, quite frankly, you know, there were two, maybe three times when it looked like everything was going to calm down, and then Dave kind of, you know, relit the fuse. And, you know, that upset me in that I just don't think that is what a manager should be doing in that circumstance. Look, if the guy that gets hit by the pitch or the pitcher or even one of the guys that comes in from the bullpen all hot, if he's trying to get at somebody and there's something going on down there, it's not great, but I get it. You're one of the players. But for somebody in a leadership position, be it a manager or a coach, to be the one who kind of keeps something going when it looks like it's dying down, I feel like is highly problematic. I really do.
We're talking to Jesse Agler here on 97.3 The Fan. Yes, Chris, what were you about to say?
No, he sounds like you. I mean, you said,
I was going to say.
You were all upset about, you know, Dave Roberts' behavior in a leadership role.
In a leadership role, because yeah. Shohei Ohtani, the star of the team, tells his dugout, calm down, go back in there, let's not do anything. He turns to the Padres dugout and tries to make some sort of truce. So he is the calm one in the whole thing. And I have to think that Major League Baseball is looking at that aspect of it. I don't know if it's going to add games or anything like that, but it does seem a little weird to me that the manager is the one acting like the kid and Shohei Ohtani is acting like the manager.
Meanwhile, just got news about a suspension.
Oh.
Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Dennis Santana has gotten four games.
I remember he went after that fan. He got us.
In a doublehead yesterday. That was a little unkind. I apologize.
No, that was fun.
But he's appealing, so he's going to play tonight. But I guess what, you know, just getting that email 4 minutes ago, they're probably working their way through yesterday, and I guess that happened first.
Yeah.
It was a day game.
I guess. All right. So, Jesse, what this did for me, you know, first of all, it's must see, you know, the next time they play.
Oh, yeah.
It's must, you know, even when they're playing now. What this does for me is it takes the rivalry to another level, and it maybe gets some of the others outside of our general area to start understanding what we already knew. And that is, this is the best rivalry in baseball. And I, you know, I got to believe that, you know, whether it happened the right way or the wrong way, it's got everybody's attention around baseball. And I kind of like that.
It is the best rivalry in baseball. I don't think there's anybody paying attention to this game who's not, you know, totally brainwashed by their fandom, who doesn't think this is the best rivalry in baseball right now. I'm not saying it was 5 years ago. I'm not saying it will be 5 years from now. But right now, it is unquestionably the best rivalry in baseball. And frankly, it's not even close. And yes, yesterday will make more people aware of that. You know, you guys know I'm a sports media nerd on top of everything else. And I remember when the Dodgers were at Petco last week. You know, we were getting ready to play. I think it was a Monday night, you know, 6:40 Pacific. You had a great pitching matchup, all that. And I just kind of made a comment to somebody on the field before the game. I said, if Major League Baseball was a little bit more forward-thinking, this game would not be played at 6:40 Pacific, and it would be on national television at maybe 5 o'clock Pacific,
yeah,
so that it's on prime time on the East Coast. You know, I mean, that's what this rivalry has become. I think it needs to be showcased, you know, in a way that the East Coast gets a little bit more opportunity to see it. And, you know, it's harder to do that, I know, between two West Coast teams, but you see it in the other sports. You know, they'll play a game at a weird time, even on a weekday. Reality is, fans would have been here. Game's still going to be sold out. Everybody in town is still going to watch it. Play it a little bit earlier. Get it on, you know, on the East Coast. Let everybody really get a sense of how good it is. Because I don't think there's any way, again, if you're paying attention and you're not totally blinded by your own loyalties, if you watch any of the games between those two teams this year, you go, okay, yeah, that's the best thing going in baseball. And I would argue it's been that way for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully now everybody is hip to it. And, obviously, when we come back around in August and there's two more series out of three between the two teams, it'll be a must-see, must-listen baseball.
Yeah, somebody tell Will Smith that it is actually pretty good stuff. Jesse Agler's with us, voice of the Padres, and we just had to have him on today because he was there and, you know, the whole thing in L.A. Do you think, Jesse, that moving forward, this is going to be here's what I wanted to ask, actually. Mike Schilt's, you know, his coming out of the dugout doing, you know, Mike on a personal level a little bit better than the rest of us. I don't think any of us were surprised that he's never going to back down. He already probably had the love and support of his teammates. Is this something that can give the whole group a little boost, you know, a bit of that togetherness thing, or is all that stuff overrated?
I don't think it's overrated. And, you know, I think any time, you know, you sort of collectively face some kind of adversity, particularly emotionally driven adversity like we saw yesterday, I'm a believer that it brings things together. Now, there was a sabermetric report on this, I don't know, at this point probably 12, 15 years ago. Somebody went back and they looked at it because that was a thing that was always said in baseball, right? Oh, after a big bench-clearing brawl, a team would go on to have great success. And some, you know, Debbie Downer-type person went and, like, studied, you know, every bench clearing brawl of the previous 25 years or something. And they determined, okay, no, there's no correlation between, you know, a big fight and winning percentage, or, you know, winning X out of Y of your next games. There's nothing to that. But anecdotally, I think any of us who have been around the game, even as fans for any period of time, you recognize that, yeah, of course there's a positive to that. Yeah. You know, there's a coming together that takes place. It's certainly not going to do any damage, you know, to the cohesiveness of the group. And I will argue 100 times out of 100, yes, it helps. Now, I don't think that's something they needed help with. I think every guy in that clubhouse knows that Mike Schild has their back. But that was a pretty great way for Mike to be able to express that yesterday in a way that's going to get a lot of attention. And, again, it's a great clubhouse. It really is. I'm not just saying that. You know, these guys were all rowing in the same direction long before anything bubbled up with the Dodgers this year. But, again, can't hurt to have a little bit more of that. And, you know, it's a team bonding thing, as silly as that might sound.
No, it doesn't sound silly at all. I mean, I can totally understand a team bonding. We're talking to Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres here on 97.3 The Fan. I got to stop with the Dave Roberts conversation, and let's focus on Xander Bogaerts for a second. Went 4-for-4 last night. He had a huge hit in the Wednesday night game to tie it up. And I know he's done something with his leg kick and all that, but what have you seen the last couple days from Xander that's a little bit different?
Well, I mean, he's getting results. Let's start there. You know what I mean? The frustrating thing for Xander is, you know, I know there was a period, I don't know, call it the last 3.5 weeks, I don't have dates for you, where it seemed like everything was on the ground, right? You know, he's just beating the ball into the ground, and that's frustrating. That's not what he's trying to do. That's not what he wants to do. But, you know, earlier this year, even when he wasn't getting results, you know, the batted ball profile was pretty good for Xander Bogaerts, arguably better than it was last year. And so, look, what happens, right? And not to play armchair psychologist, and I haven't talked to Xander about this, but it's just sort of my observation. So you're hitting the ball pretty well, but you're getting very little to show for it. Call it bad luck, call it good defensive positioning, call it, you know, the randomness of baseball. So a guy like Xander, who is a notorious tinkerer, always messing with the swing, always messing with everything, that's how he is, that's how he's gotten to this point. I don't think he's going to stop being that way anytime soon. So he's not getting results. Starts to tinker a little bit. Next thing you know, that batted ball profile isn't as good. Now you've got all those ground balls. You start to spiral a little bit. All right, let's keep tinkering some more. You know, it's going a little bit better now. It's going a little bit worse. You're just trying to find something, anything, you know, to get yourself going again. And then I would say in the last few days, yeah, even before the results of the last game and a half, you know, he started hitting the ball harder again. You know, we saw a fly ball in Arizona on the last trip that I think was the farthest ball he'd hit all season. And, you know, so maybe, just maybe, he was starting to figure some things out there. Again, it's not a straight line. You know, it's up and down. It's two steps, you know, forward, one step back kind of thing. But, yeah, obviously yesterday 4-for-4 getting those results. And they weren't little dribblers or anything like that. You know, there was some realness there. The big hit the night before, one of the best balls, maybe the best ball that he's hit all season. So, yeah, it would appear in an extremely small sample size,
yes,
that he has found something that's working. Obviously, you know, time will tell, and we'll see how it goes here for him in the days and weeks ahead.
I know you have to prep for the game, but I want to sneak one more quick thing in here, and we appreciate it as always, Jesse. This team moving forward, let's leave the Dodgers behind us, because they are behind us now for the next couple of months. What do we need to do to kind of get back to playing the level we can get to, other than getting a little healthier? What kinds of things are you focusing on? Do we have to wait for a trade? Or are there some things that the Padres, you've noticed, have not been as good at in the last, you know, say, month and a half?
I mean, I don't think any of this is going to be hoeing new ground, but, you know, I do think health is a big part of it. You know, you get Jackson Merrill back. Hopefully Fernando's health is okay. I haven't heard anything new today,
right,
about, you know, the scan that he was going to undergo. I think Mike Schild is going to talk to us in about 20 minutes, and obviously we'll get a little bit of news coming out of that, hopefully, about that. But health is one. Manny, keep doing what you're doing, because he's been phenomenal all year, having one of the best seasons of his career to this point, and just has been so fun to watch. You know, if Bogaerts gets rolling, certainly that helps. Jake Cronenworth, very quietly, has been outstanding in the last few weeks at the plate. You know, he's not doing it in a loud way, but he's just continually getting on base, helping to be part of, you know, what this offense is when they're at their best, which is passing the baton. Yeah, there will be, I anticipate, a move here or there that is made. And, you know, if... I hesitate to say this, but there is a part of me that is, as Fernando goes, so goes this offense. And you can put Luis Arraez in that category as well. I hope Luis can bring the numbers up with the batting average a little bit. But, you know, it's peaks and valleys all the time. You know, there's no doubt when a team like this that is constructed this way gets superstar production out of their superstars, they are going to be very, very hard to stop because their superstars are legitimate superstars. You know, when they're not getting superstar production out of their superstars, obviously you got to do it different ways, and they've had some trouble doing that, and I think some of the depth has been a part of that, and the injuries, of course, are the reason why. So, I don't think it's any, like, magic pill here.
Right.
Health is the first thing, and then just getting guys to kind of perform the way they're capable of, and that could be hard in a season. Guys do have bad months. They do have bad halves. You know, we just saw the Diamondbacks. Go look at Corbin Carroll and Eugenio Suarez last year, first half versus second half. You know, and I think Corbin Carroll, let me pull it up, actually, because it's a great example, because by the end of last season, Corbin Carroll was, you know, back to being one of the more feared hitters in baseball, but he was miserable at the start of last year.
Yeah.
I have it in my notes from the other day.
Your notes must be much more organized than my notes.
I think he should sell his notes. People would buy them just to see
what he
writes down.
It would absolutely take me 4.5 hours to find the note that you're probably looking for.
He knows.
You know, it's so funny because my stuff is very day-to-day in regards to, like, you know, when we're playing the Diamondbacks, I would have it front and center, but now I'm scrolling a little bit. All right, so last year in the first half, Corbin Carroll hit .212 with 5 home runs.
Wow.
He finished the season with 22 home runs. And you could even, you know, put it a little bit more extreme than that. It was basically like, you know, middle, late May when he finally got it going a little bit. But he looked absolutely lost for the first, if you want to call it 2.5, 3 months of the season. You could call it the first half of the season. And by the end of the year, he was back to being Corbin Carroll. Now, they missed out on a playoff spot by essentially percentage points. So you go back and be like, man, what if Corbin Carroll would have figured it out a week earlier? You know, are the Diamondbacks in the playoffs last year? So I'm not saying there isn't a danger to these guys not being at their best right now. The nature of this terrible sport that we all love so much is that, you know, even the very, very best guys are going to have stretches that can be long stretches, weirdly long stretches, hard to believe long stretches.
No, you're right. Yeah.
In which they don't perform the way we kind of expect them to.
Pete Alonso's already gone from MVP to terrible to MVP and back to terrible in one season.
That's it. And it's going to happen. Eugenio Suarez last year was hitting .203 with 6 homers and 34 RBIs through July 6th last year. July 6th for Eugenio Suarez.
Wow.
And the rest of the way hit .311 with 24 home runs.
Yeah.
So 6 homers through July 6th last year, 24 homers after July 6th, and he brought the batting average up over 100 points. That's Eugenio Suarez, who's a really, really good, dangerous hitter. He ain't Fernando, okay?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's Jackson Merrill. So, again, it's a weird sport. It does not make sense all the time, no matter how hard we all try to make sense out of it.
One thing we know we're going to get, and that is a really good call from Jesse Agler, who has no slumps. Right? He brings it to us
battling
every night.
Through a cold the last couple of weeks. Man, nice job, Jesse.
Great job last night, man. We're going to play that clip at least 2 more times tonight because
yes.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Have a good week. We'll see you soon. Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Jesse Agler there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.